This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israeli prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Oabasan Yosef said the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Yosef. Yosef secretly converted to Christianity and helped the Israeli security service in the late 1990s and early 2000s when Hamas waged suicide bomb campaigns against Israel. He was codenamed Green Prince after the Islamist color and the fact that his father led Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Two more hostages held by Hamas were released on Thursday. More are expected before the day is over. The UN Climate Summit clinched an early victory Thursday with delegates adopting a new fund to help poor nations cope with costly climate disasters.
I think it sets a tone of hope. I think being able to work through tough issues and get things done. And it allows us all to focus now on the global stocktake, on the phase out of fossil fuels and the buildup of renewable energy.
That's Jennifer Morgan, Germany's special climate envoy. Some groups cautious about celebrating the fund's early adoption, wondering how it's going to be funded.